these sour. They just don't taste.
Really? Well, now they don't.
That's
have
all kind. They've ever eaten, you know.
Where we live, you can't even buy them.
In the boxes, you can.
You have to go to a certain part of town to get them. The stores don't carry them.
Well, right, most any market here, you know, grocery store has them.
You'll find that in an urban area like Atlanta. You'll find it down in the lower economic sections. Mm-hmm. They sell it a great deal. Out where we live, the people just don't, half of them never heard of.
No,
most of them from the north where we live anyway,
never heard of.
I really like to try sometime. Several people have told me how to prepare them.
Oh yeah, you boil them first, you know, and then you take them out, salt and pepper them, and roll them in meal or flour, and then fry them until they're crispy.
Okay,
and they love them.
I'm not sure I'd know when they were done.
Yeah, it'd be tender.
When
you get,
well,
you gotta boil them.
Yeah, when you catch them.
That already gets so bad, you can't stand no more than
that. I'm not sure my husband would go for that.
I don't
they
like to go to
stink, but they're good.
How do you get the odor out of your house?
Oh, well, if you've got an air conditioner.
Spray it with Lysol.
spray with some kind of but
what mommy does.
Answer,
yeah. Spray it with Lysol.
Well, my mother wouldn't cook shrimp because of the odor. Oh. Well, I've never had an odor when I cook shrimp. Mm-hmm.
You smell them very little. They don't have
No, they don't have odor.
I think Mother must have done something wrong. We never had shrimp when I was growing up because she had a bad experience with it. The thing that gets to me is cooking turnip greens, which I refuse to cook. I love to eat them, but I don't want
You don't
them.
Like the odor.
They smell like grass cooking.
Yeah, they do have a funny odor.
And you have to cook them for a long time.
Get your pressure pot. You are. Put them in a pressure pot, you don't smell that odor.
I'm sure you wouldn't, but I'd probably have to clean them off the roof.
Oh, yeah.
My next door neighbor does that. Comes home, you know, 2 minutes before supper, throws everything in, turns it on, you know.
I used to use one, but I haven't. I haven't used one in so long.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, so many people had them explode.
Oh, yeah, those old ones, you know, they just.
They keep telling
me
they're not like that now. They're
not.
A great deal safer.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of frightened me.
Yeah.
And I'm so dumb. I melt things on the stove, you know. I turn on things and forget they're there and forget they're on high. And I know I'd be one to blow up the pressure.
You'd blow the pressure pot up the roof out of your head.
I would. Oh, what did you ever get anything made out of the blood?
Oh, I've heard of people that made blood pudding.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you ever taste it?
No, sir. I never did even see any of it cooked. We didn't save the blood from the hogs.
Do you know if they ever cook something made of cornmeal cooked in the juice from the hogshead cheese? Here, scrapple.
I've heard of it. I've never eaten it.
Or cripple, whatever you call it. When you have milk that's just separated, you have the white part. That's you eat it sometime.
What's your point?
You're talking about
it's separated,
cream?
You have the whey and something else. Not the curds, but somehow you call it something else.
Cottage cheese?
Well,
clabber. You're trying to get to say clabber.
Is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah, clabber.
That's when it's
when the milk just sets, it just sours and then it sets.
It's not sour enough that it's really bad.
No. No, because if it gets real sour, the whey will eat it completely up. That's when you make your cottage cheese, when it just gets set real good, you know. You make your cottage cheese.
Did you
cheese.
Ever make cottage cheese?
Oh, yes, and I love
How do you make it?
Well, I always drip mine in a clean white cloth. I just usually put it over a colander. And all the whey, you keep kind of stirring it, and the whey will drip on out and leave that solid. Oh, and save you some of the good fresh cream and put the sugar. Ooh, talk about good. I love it.
Well, now, how did you get your milk to turn to the point where
Well,
you
just
do
leave
this?
It out of your, don't refrigerate it, you know, just usually overnight in the summertime.
Oh, really?